Hello, you may be able to hear behind us the sound of some bagpipes. That's not a playing on stereotypes, it's not an affectation. There literally is someone just down the road playing bagpipes.
It's a lady bagpiper.
And she's playing the one bagpipe song that exists. You never hear bagpipers, bagpipe, anything else. But, you know, it's nice. It's in keeping with the character of Oban, which we're where we are now. Oban. I don't know how you pronounce it. I thought it might be an acronym. It's a lovely little seaside town. Lots of little cafes and things. I just went to a distillery and bought some whiskey. I don't drink, so that the fun was a bit lost on me. But there's like a lovely bay with not a dock. What's the word I'm looking for? When you've got loads of boats, a marina, I guess. Fishing boats and the like, and the car ferry to Mull is here as well. Actually, really going for it on the bagpipes. But it's also, I think it's like the last big town or biggish town heading west, I would guess. We're going to slowly lose more and more brand names. Liz has just got some money out. How's your funny Monopoly money, Liz?
It's so pretty.
Very pretty money. It's a shame it's worthless south of the border.
See, that annoys me, because we used to get that joke from Americans all the time, like, our Monopoly money. And now that Canadian money is worth generally about the same, it's just like, aha, you stupid bastards. But anyway, so I take affront to your funny money comments.
Yeah, well, I know, but the Scottish money is theoretically
you
worth
colonialist, imperialist bastard!
Hey, I'm not being funny. Scottish money isn't underwritten by the British taxpayer, so...
I don't care.
Well, officially anyway, it probably
let's
would
go
be
get lunch.
Probably
Woo!
Too good to fail, but, you know, the Bank of England don't. Anyway, economic matters aside, we're going to get some lunch. We will update you soon.